We have another special guest on the line. Today we are talking to someone that I am very excited to talk to. It is Intel the Dragon. They do music that is basically everything that I want to hear. It just puts me in a good mood. It pumps me up. Man, this is some good stuff. Intel the Dragon on the line right now. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? After Hour Comedy?
Yeah, man, it's good. So you've done a lot of stuff. We've actually talked to someone that was on the show a while ago, BUD. Bud, I never know what to call him. Do you call him BUD or do you call him Bud? Like, what do you call him, man?
I just say BUD. He found me out of nowhere one day. He was like, hey, can you do a remix to my song? And at the time, I was like, all right, go ahead.
For everyone who's listening right now, we played it a couple times on our show tonight when we were basically saying that we're going to talk to you. We're like, we talked to BUD. His rap is great. And we were going to talk to you, Intel the Dragon. And your beats are amazing, man. Like, do you just do that all on your own? Does that come from scratch?
A lot of my older stuff has come from scratch, which I deleted some stuff on my SoundCloud. But a lot of my new stuff I've planned out.
Right.
Like, it'll be like a melody. I'll write it down. And then, I'll sit there and say, what I want it to sound like. Which sounds are going to be brought out. Which kicks do I want to use? So it's a lot of planning.
And when we're looking at that, we went to do and listen, go back and listen to all the stuff that you were doing on your SoundCloud and things. And there is a lot of stuff that was deleted. You had a lot of good music on there. Why did you pull that off of your SoundCloud?
Every new year, I always think that you should start off fresh. You have one song on there and a couple months later, you're like, it's not that good anymore. I know I can do better. I will put all the remixes I had, back up there, but I always have a firm belief that when you start off a new year, you should start off fresh and you should start off better than how it was before. It's a little weird because people are like, oh, why would you take down that song? It sounds so good. Well, from my perspective, it's like, what could be better? So the next upload should be good. So
I just think it's interesting the fact that you take it down because you're so confident that the next one is going to be even better.
That's how I've kind of been raised. So I don't know if this has been burned into my head or if it's something I just pick up.
Jake, would you leave the music up or would you take it down? I mean, would you leave it and then do another one to show the difference?
Yeah, the thing is like I do this with my previous broadcasts too. I leave them up, but I put up my newer ones and I leave the older ones there just in case, people want to go back, listen to what I've done in the past. But yeah, at the same time, they can hear all the new stuff I have as well. So
yeah, I get the feeling. Well, even one with SoundCloud, like you only have so much limited space.
Oh,
like if I had, if I had something with, you had limited, space, you can put it where you want, of course. With the amount of limited time that you have on SoundCloud, I figured that you should always put your best music forward, and whatever else you should upload will still be there in the past if it's really good. I had a song with had a beat, and then it was a collab. This guy sent it to Chief Keef, and it was, it blew up. It had like 3 million plays, I think, on my SoundCloud. And then it was like, it had a music video on YouTube, and it kind of got around like, I think, 15 million. Even like a year later, I deleted it off my SoundCloud, and I was like, I like it, but, I want to take a step forward. And, even though it was on, it's on YouTube. And it's on YouTube, it'll still be there, so.
That's part of it. Like you were saying, I'm going to delete it. But if it was good, then someone has already downloaded it.
It'll always be available elsewhere, so.
Because someone's going to re-upload it. Someone's going to download it. It's great, man. That's the coolest thing. Now, BUD comes to us. BUD has been on our show before, and that's part of the reason that we found you. But, dude, that beat you made for him was absolutely amazing.
You really think it was good?
I love it. Now, do you do that? You got the whole keyboard and all that stuff. You do that all from scratch?
That one specifically, well, I have a weird way of working with remixes. But, he said, oh, I want an EDM remix.
Right.
And at the time, I was, getting into Melbourne Bounce, which is, that specific style of music. And I've never really made one of those before. Eventually, you wrote something up. I sent it to him. I sent a rough draft. And then he's like, oh, I like it, But I told him, I was just screwing around. So I made something else, which was the one that I uploaded. I had the main sound, when it drops and you have the synths and you have the kicks pumping in there. I had just that.
Yep.
And I had to come up with chords and all this other stuff. And then I sent it back to him and he's like, oh, this is crazy. I got to have this, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, I would tell you if he didn't buy it, I'd buy it for our intro, man. That was dope.
Yeah, it was a hard one to actually come up with because it was a genre I wasn't really fluent in. it was something I just jumped into. It's like, okay, I want to make Melbourne bounce, and then this guy comes in. You know, it's like, holy crap, what do I do, you know?
Absolutely, man. Now, when it comes down to genres, I mean, there's so many different specific types and genres that, like, I can't even tell. Like, if I was to say that Until the Dragon is electronic music, that may be wrong because, like you're about to say, is there's so many different types of music that people don't even know.
Well, speaking on genres, I really think it's just a, you know, a way of pointing to where you want to go with that certain sound. Because one could say, like, oh, it's Melbourne bounce, but then, you know, you let someone else listen to it, and then they say, oh, no, it's not. It's, you know, it's hip-hop or it's techno or whatever.
And
but
that's the thing. Is it like no one can agree? No one will ever agree.
No, that's why I always just, you know, I just leave it there and I don't really expand upon it. There's some people that are like, oh, I make tropical house. And it's like, what's tropical house? It's just house music.
For everyone, though, I thought this was great. Skyver, you heard this new song, the Buzzin' Remix from Until the Dragon?
Yeah, man, it was good stuff. I loved it, dude. I took a couple, so I listened to all three of the songs and I loved them. Good stuff.
Like this, like when you go out to like fight a whole army of Romans, you want to hear this. Like this is right here. Like this is.
Yeah, that right there. That's my best part.
That is the best part. It's so good. By the way, that's the part we played over and over. You know, so good. Oh, man.
And then I loop something over and over again. I know it's going to be a really good track. And I started off with, it was just like a basic sound. It sounded nothing like that. And then I made the melody and I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with it. So I got into one of the programs that I have and I was messing around with synths and trying to create something from scratch. And I got that weird, like, it almost sounds like a motorcycle being revved up sound. And I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I put down some kicks, you know, and some, I had a ride cymbal in there playing along with the kick. And then I sat there and I looped it. It was just an 8-bar loop for, I swear, hours. I was just sitting here staring at my computer screen. And I was like, this is probably the best thing I've ever made.
Yeah.
You start making it and you're like, oh, it sounds even better. Let's put some, you know, some chords in there or something.
I understand that, dude. Like, but how many layers is that? Like, we're hearing this one part right here. This one part is like crazy. But like realistically, how many layers is that?
When I go to when I'm making these, when I'm going into my, you know, my DAW, I have, it was a bass synth. It was like something, it was really low, but you can't really distinguish it. So it was one bass synth, and then there was, of course, that sound I created, the monster. I don't even know what to call it, that weird thing. So there's two basses. They're like bass leads playing, and then I have a kick. Then there's another bass that plays right after the kick. You have, you know, you have kick bass. And then, and honestly, it's pretty simple.
When you make all these songs, is this something that you can do in your room with enough time?
Yeah, if you have an idea and you have the right equipment, you can go out to McDonald's, order a burger, and, you know, sit there for like 3 to 4 hours, and you can have the basics of the song already up there.
But does it make you mad when so many people see this, and with the way our technology is moving, it's so easy for people to, like you said, just go to a McDonald's and make a song and upload it. Is it almost polluting and diluting the music that you're putting out? Because there's so much coming out from so many people that aren't as good as you that it's harder for you to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it always comes down, one, to, you know, how you promote yourself. Because, you know, there's some people that make really good music, but, you know, they're not really known out there. But there's some other people, you know, that have connects and, you know, they get out there and their music's kind of generic. You know, when it comes down to it, I'm just, you know, just making this stuff for fun, even though I really want to pursue a career into it. But when I think about flooding the, you know, the music industry with, you know, bad stuff or, you know, just generic stuff. Yeah. If it's generic, you know, people are going to realize it. They're not really going to like it. If you take a song that's generic as hell and you put it on the radio, no matter how much money they paid to get it on there, it's not really going to, you know, go anywhere with it.
Let me ask you this. Like, do you feel like you look at, I'm not trying to compare you to Eminem, but you look at Eminem and he does, he's done this historically. He's taken these like memorable songs that people know and he's taken them and dropped them into the choruses of his own music. And I feel like through that, he's got such a big audience, because all the people that knew that song now know his song, and then all the people that know his music now know their music. Like, are you ever going to do that? Like, you got to get some stuff with, like, Madonna. That's what you got to do.
That'd be crazy. What Eminem did there, that was actually weird. I don't know if it was a sample or they just, you know, let him make a song next to that song. I haven't really looked into that. I know exactly what you're talking about, how you have, like, a song and then his hook, but then he raps on the verses and all that.
Right, you gotta mix it in.
I think I'm going to start just with more remixes, just, you know, finding, you know, really good, you know, talented people, or getting a hold of managers off famous songs and start doing remixes to those, because that really sparks your attention.
Absolutely.
I've watched these one producers. I forgot their name, but they started off pretty, you know, pretty low. Last I checked their SoundCloud, they had like 300 followers a long time ago, and then. But they knew managers. They knew managers and they knew labels. And they're like, hey, you know, I heard this new song that's on the radio. You know, Nino and Vince or whatever. I want to do a remix to this song. And, you know, they get the, you get the remix. You know, you get the remix done. You get the vocals and you put it out there. People are going to be looking for that song, but they won't be looking for your remix. But they'll come across it. So they're like, oh, okay, what the hell? This is a remix. And yeah. That's, you know, how you build up your fan base. That's something, you know, I really plan on doing.
I absolutely understand what you're saying. And like, there was actually there's one buddy of mine who actually does the music, was the After Hours show also has a YouTube channel, After Hour Comedy. And a lot of the background music we use was from someone just like you. They just do the background music. And we literally only needed two or three songs. And those two or three songs we use throughout our hundreds of videos. And
yeah, that's cool.
From that, though, like, that person has, like, now he's doing, like, he does the background music for, like, TV commercials. Super Bowl commercials. And it's all crazy because, like, because he's so giving with his background music, it got out so fast, so quick, because YouTube is wildfire. If you put your stuff on YouTube and you allow people to use that,
Definitely people will start, you know, start coming to you. They'll be like, what's that song? That song sounds awesome.
And that's,
you know, after from one channel, you know, they go to yours and, you know, you just start building up your fan base.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And that's what it was. It was just one person after another. And, you know, people are going to say, you know, who was the person that did that song?
Yeah, it's always a weird formula with that. I always see it. Grand Theft Auto. A lot of people would make Grand Theft Auto videos and they upload them to YouTube. They'll have, like, you know, some generic, you know, dubstep song or whatever that they found off YouTube. But even just by that intro, all the people that are going there to watch that, I've seen them just comment like, oh, who made the song? What's the song title name? And you go to that person's SoundCloud and it's like they got all these people following them. And then, you know, it was just a generic dubstep song or whatever.
Absolutely, man. And dude, that's the thing. I don't know if you've seen any of our YouTube videos, but we do a lot of stuff on Omegle and just kind of pranking people and things like that. people comment on our videos. They're like, what's your outro song? What's your outro song? And we're in with the band right now. And so we send people their way. You know, it's good. Like, would you ever make a intro song for us? Like, because I would love to promote just you.
Yeah, I could. If, you know, you just kind of give me the details of, you know, what you would want.
Like, you got the slowdown, you got everything. Yeah, that sounds legit
right there, man. That's something that I think every YouTube channel needs, is something like that, man.
I agree.
Yeah, if you need something like that, just definitely let me know. I'm free whenever, so I can definitely write something up.
Hey,
get it mixed down or whatever, and get it to your channel. That'd be badass.
Yeah, we hook it up, man. Rocking just about 10,000 subscribers right now, and doing all that stuff, man. It's cool, guys. Right now, we're talking to Intel the Dragon. Now, Skyver, I know I've been asking a bunch of my questions. I know you have a lot that you want to ask too.
Yeah, man. One thing that I always love to ask people when I have them on my show and I'm interviewing them: was there any specific musician that inspired you to do what you do?
Wow, that's always one to think on, because I listen to, I'll be honest, damn near anything.
Yeah.
So when I find like a really good artist, I don't really kind of look up to them from their footstep perspective, but their, you know, music perspective. My top ones I'd have to say would be Tiesto, Avicii, Deadmau5, and then Woodkid. Woodkid specifically. because he writes, you know, it's a lot of orchestral music, but he writes stories with the song. And that's really what I want to do with my music. Like, okay, like, oh, it's just a, you know, a progressive trance song. But, you know, if you write a story along to it, it almost, you can put a visual in your head while you're listening to that song. So
a lot of electronica players, stuff like that, they're always saying, you know, I've heard a lot of Nine Inch Nails. And did you listen to any Nine Inch Nails at all?
No, I don't think so. I've heard the name. I've definitely heard the name, but I don't think I've been having my iPod.
I've got a lot. I think two or three friends. They're both electronica artists, and both of them, they always tell me, "Oh man, you know, the one guy that I look up to is Trent Reznor. You know, he did electronic. He did pretty much all of his instruments, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just something everybody over there just loves doing in that genre of music."
It's weird. I've always heard that band name, but I've never honestly checked them out. I'm probably gonna do that tonight. I've never just gone onto YouTube or, you know, iTunes and bought some songs.
The one song I wanted to talk to you about, because, you know, I listened to all three of them. The one that struck me as probably my most favorite was "Not Your Ordinary Night." That was some dope music.
Did you like that one?
I did. I loved that one, actually. So tell us a little bit about that one.
That was off my first EP, right? That was off of "I Am the Dragon," I think. That one was weird. I had chords to it, and they were honestly just chords for the longest. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I want to do with it. And I was listening to a song. It was I think it was a progressive song. And when I listen a lot of my music, I'm gonna be honest here. I'll listen to the hook, and then I'll try to write my own hook next to it that has nothing to do with that song. Like, I'll just listen to the beat and be like, okay, what can I write to this? Even though I don't sing or whatever, I'll write a song name. And I got "Not Your Ordinary Night" off this one song. Hell if I can remember. For some reason, just writing that name down gave me enough power to finish that song. I started off with just chords, and then, you know, I opened up my my FL Studio probably, I think, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I stopped at around like, I think, 9 or 10. I finished the entire song. I was like, oh, the hell did I just do? So I mixed it and then put it out with the EP, and a lot of people actually liked it.
Yeah, it was legit good stuff, man. And I loved it. Hey, I know After Hour Comedy loves it. Again, guys, we're talking to Intel the Dragon. Good stuff. And you got yourself a SoundCloud, right?
It is soundcloud.com/ Intel the Dragon. I'm going to have a new EP out pretty soon. You guys can check that out. And I will be uploading a lot of my older stuff onto my YouTube channel. The link is inside of my SoundCloud profile if you guys want to check that out soon.
Guys, check them out. We're talking to Intel the Dragon. Great new EP coming out. And again, like we said, he gets rid of a lot of his songs because, correct me if I'm wrong, Intel the Dragon, you're striving for perfection.
Yes. Even though I understand, you know, no one will ever be perfect, I want to be as close to perfect as I can. So,
and that's what it is.
Nailed it there.
You did, man, and you're good. And the fact that you actually care so much about your music is what makes it stand out so much. And like we said, we heard from you from BUD, Bud, however you want to call him, like Buzzin'. That song was like, literally, I made cover art for him on that same exact song that you made your mix on.
And really?
I did, and I don't know if he's still using it, but this was about a year ago, and so this song's been out for a while. But it's cool because, dude, I honestly think you got a shot, man. You're going places. You're going up, and I think you're honestly gonna make it.
I can only wish, man. There's a lot of people that have the same dream.
No, but you got it. Like, I've heard your beat, and I've heard a lot of the things that have been submitted to our show, and I honestly think that you got it. You got what it takes, man.
Dude, he's got major talent.
But not only the fact that he's talking about like chords and music, like, you're writing your things. And a lot of people these days are just like, I don't know if this is the right terminology, but I feel like they're cut and pasting their things, opposed to you actually making music.
One debate I always like to argue with a lot of people about is, you know, they say that, oh, you know, it's kind of bad for producers, you know, to go on YouTube and look at a video and look up how to sound like this guy or this guy.
Right.
When I wanted to get into the electronic genre, because I made hip hop beats before I got into this. I'm pretty new to all this electronic music. Okay. I went on there and I said, okay, you know, I want to make, you know, music like Tiësto. So I found like 30 videos. And I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, just dissect these videos, you know, and set my foundation. Like, okay, this is how the intro is, this is what type of kicks you should use, and these are the melodies, how you should construct them, blah, blah, blah. I've already set up my own kind of style beforehand with the other, you know, hip-hop music that I made. So I took my style, and then I just basically added on to the electronic music that I'm making. And I think if you do just that, you would be set right there. Because, you know, if you go out there and you say, oh, listen to my new song, and it sounds exactly like, you know, a Tiesto or Avicii, and people can go, oh, wow, that sounds good, but, you know, that isn't great. You know, it isn't you, but if you do something different with it and you start, you know, start putting music out like that, you're going to set a good example for yourself. You're not just, you know, a generic person, you know, a generic producer.
And I think that's where it stands out between, you know, what you did. There's only a couple songs I've heard, the couple songs you sent us, which we're going to play for everyone listening right now on afterhourcomedy.com. We are talking to right now Intel the Dragon. We're going to be playing their music right after this, and we're going to be playing it throughout the show. They have a lot of good stuff, man. And it's great. It's just, it's so cool to talk to someone who's, you want to know what? It's refreshing. Because we've had a lot of country artists, a lot of award-winning country artists, rappers, all these people on the show. But, I mean, it's refreshing to talk to someone who makes the bass, the core element of everything. So you make this, and then someone could potentially rap over it. But you are the core element.
Yep.
And that is... That's Intel the Dragon, man. That's what's going on. So I don't know if you have any closing thoughts before we end this segment or anything you want to plug. But everyone can check out your SoundCloud. It's Intel the Dragon. And we're going to post it on our fan page. We're going to post it on our website, afterhourcomedy.com. You can click on the big banner, the thumbnail that says Intel the Dragon. It's their cover photo of your EP that's coming out very soon. So Intel the Dragon, I don't know if you have anything you want to plug or say to our audience before we get to our commercial break.
One thing to clarify is that Intel the Dragon is just me. I'm actually just, you know, just one person, you know, making music all by myself. But I'm part of a production duo called The Wolf and the Dragon. I'm with another producer called Rel the Wolf. We've been working for quite some time now. You know, we got stuff coming along the way. We got a new EP that we're almost finishing up on, which should be out, I want to say, January-ish. We don't have a release date yet, but yeah, that's just something to clarify in case you thought there may be more people to Intel the Dragon or not.
Intel the Dragon, man. You're going up. You're going places. And we want to do everything we can to get you there.
I appreciate it.
We definitely thank you for coming on the After Hours show. You're more than welcome anytime you have anything to plug.
Yeah, I got you on that.
So
I'll be working on that soon.
So. All right. We got that. I'm going to talk to you about that, man. But for all of our listeners, we're talking to Intel the Dragon. Check him out on SoundCloud. We're going to be posting a picture on our Facebook page. Also on our website, www.afterhourcomedy.com. Click it. It will take you right to the SoundCloud of Intel the Dragon. You guys are welcome back anytime on the After Hours show.
I hope I'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon.